Relicsradio.com.
We will no longer pay respect to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Sound to open up Monday Night Raw and to open up the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs, along with PWMania.com. I am Sir Rocket, joined as always by the person we're going to have to figure out a way to scoop up off the floor this Sunday, Lindsay Ward.
They couldn't wait till Sunday. Oh no, for this. Oh no, 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 no. They just had to, you know, right in the feels, right at the start of this show.
Because Monday Night Raw opened with the Druids coming to the ring, followed by the Brothers of Destruction. And man, the true army of darkness was in full effect.
This made me so happy.
I like that name, Army of Darkness. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, his army of darkness. Mm-hmm. Bray Wyatt has the Fireflies, Taker has an Army of Darkness, because screw that Firefly stuff.
He has an Army of Darkness. He said vengeance awaits the Wyatt family. He said the Wyatts took their bodies and tried to claim their souls, but there's no man living or dead who contains the power of the dark side. Kane basically told, you know, relayed some points, and then Taker told the Wyatt to choose which member of his family he wants to sacrifice, because, well, their destiny is already decided. And they will never rest in peace. Before we get to what happens next, this part, strong, concise, to the point, Undertaker was focused.
And Kane was like, hey, I'm here too.
I'm here. I'm here.
I'm here in solidarity, man. I'm here in solidarity. But yeah, this was fantastic. This was a great, great visual just to kick off the show. It was fantastic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, completely. It was really, really good. I thought it was really solid. Really excited for it. Then the Wyatts came out, sitting on the stage. Bray had his chair, had his boys behind him. He said 25 years is a long enough time. And, well, it's time for a new army of darkness to emerge. He talked about how for 25 years, The Undertaker built this empire. And, well, that's about to change. Bray Wyatt is looking to, well, construct his own army, his own empire. And, well, he's the face of fear and is the master and decider. He stood up. Told everyone, he's the one who controls all the lightning and the thunder show, because there it is. Boom, boom. So lightning and thunder. He said that as far as Taker's creatures of the night, well, they're his. We heard the Wyatt screech, and then Bray Wyatt said, run. And well and behold, the Druids, well, they are wearing sheep masks.
That was just fantastic. That was absolutely fantastic. It's right up there with, like, the children's choir that they did during the Cena feud. It's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a nice playback to that. It was really, really good.
But it was basically Bray not taking Taker's fan base, but basically Bray, that nice Bray almost being Taker's heir kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where Bray's come to take his spot.
That's a good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it. Go ahead.
But the visuals in this were just outstanding. And then the druids died.
And they destroyed about 10 druids, really skinny druids, and one that Taker really got up high in the air.
Dude, Taker spiked one like a football, man. He was feeling it.
So Bray Wyatt was, you know, they were ready for a fight, and well, Bray Wyatt told his men to stop because, well, their date with Destiny is on Sunday. Till then, follow the buzzards.
Toodles.
I thought we were going to get the Wyatt family laying out Kane and Undertaker, but then we didn't go there. We went in this direction, and I thought this direction worked.
I like this direction. I liked it a lot better because it evens it out, because this match is very, very, very difficult to call. And so you didn't have anybody lay anybody out. Basically, Bray took Kane and the Undertaker. Bray and Taker, Taker and Kane got their revenge. They got to beat up some people, and now they're even. And so it's Bray is bringing his boys, Taker and Kane are showing up, and it's a battle to the end. And I really like that they kept it even. I like that they've made this difficult to call. You're not sure who's going to win. And like I said, I like that because it puts everything into doubt.
It does. And on Thursday, I would have the Wyatt family run through some people.
Yeah, you kind of need to rebuild the Wyatts a little bit. You did that last week, but you need to do it a little bit more.
Keep them looking strong. Keep the focus on, hey, look, they're dominant. And I'll put even more doubt for Sunday if you do it Thursday. So the other big story from this show is the WWE World Heavyweight Championship Tournament. We had quarterfinal action throughout the night, including our first contest, Kevin Owens and Neville. Really, really good match.
I need more of this. I want more of this in my life. After this whole thing is over, somebody make this a feud.
Yeah. This was a nice elevation of Neville because he's been, you know, feuding with Stardust and hasn't really taken off. This was a good spot for him. Some great near falls. Went for the red arrow. Owens avoided. Neville landed on his feet. Pop-up powerbomb for the win. Kevin Owens advances.
And blocks Melissa Joan Hart.
On Twitter. Yeah. Feeling they're going to make Tweet of the Week on Thursday. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I think they are too.
Yeah. So, don't be stealing my tweets.
I steal your tweets no matter what.
This is true. Hunter was seen backstage talking to Kevin Owens. You know, want to be the chosen one? You want to be one now? You want to be the one? So we'll see what happens there. Tyler Breeze defeated R-Truth in a solid match. Nice match. This was a nice match for Breeze.
It was a nice way to recover the loss from Dean because he got stuck in an unfortunate position where he got thrown in the tournament. He wasn't, and, you know, they weren't planning on progressing him, so they had no choice but to have him lose to Dean. So this is a good way to sort of get that back for him and put him back on even footing.
Very, very true. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Speaking of Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose, they were our next matchup. Another good quarterfinal match between these two men.
Again, I need more of this in my life. These two can't have a bad match. They just really can't.
No, they really can't.
They are so good at what they do, and I need more of it.
After about 15, 16 minutes, Dean Ambrose hit the dirty deeds. Got the win. He then said after the match, if he wins the title in Survivor Series, he's going to turn this place upside down. He's going to, you know, throw all the rules out the window. No more suits. More pyro. No ties. Breakfast for dinner. Michael Cole gets replaced with a fish tank. He will make this entire universe his asylum, which is why it's hashtag Dean for Champ.
Voting for him. He's got my vote. Cole for replacing Cole as a fish tank. I'm in.
Make it happen. This was really, really good. Fun promo, too.
Very fun promo. Dean being Dean is always fun.
The New Day took on the Usos and the Ryback. New Day wins by disqualification. It was a match. Nothing really to it. They, Usos talked about Kane and Taker and all that fun stuff and how we should be remembering the 1-year anniversary of the New Day. I don't think anyone noticed.
Yay. Go New Day. Horns up.
They're entertaining, but there was nothing much there.
Yeah.
Cesaro was backstage, Hunter was trying to, you know, talk to him, putting him over, and, well, you know, you could use a little bit extra. Maybe it's time to grab that brass ring and, well, maybe join the Authority.
Hmm.
Roman Reigns says he's going to win the title on Sunday. That was his promo.
Yay.
He then fought Cesaro in a quarterfinal match. It was a good match. Wasn't as good as the other ones, but this was good. This one was the longest of the three so far, but it's good.
I had high expectations for this one just because I thought these two would do really well together. Because Cesaro has a little bit of a stiffer style and can probably compliment Roman really, really, really well. And that didn't happen. They were all right, and I'm attributing some of it to fatigue. So this is something I'd like to see with the two fully rested and maybe have a feud behind it.
That's true. The finish picked up, and I thought that's really where the match took off, the last couple minutes.
Yeah, the finish was good. The final few minutes of the match was very good, but the overall match was a little on the boring side.
I think part of the problem is no one believed that Cesaro would win the match.
Yeah, everybody pretty much knew Roman Reigns, just stick him in the final slot. We all know where this is going.
Though they did give us some moments at the end where you think, maybe, 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 but it really never was in doubt that Roman Reigns was winning. Dudley Boys beat the Ascension for some reason.
Because they can.
Hunter talked to Alberto Del Rio. Said, you have a good little thing going. Well, maybe if you have the right allies, well, you could go from being the man of the people to being the man. Del Rio was intrigued.
Of course he was intrigued.
Del Rio and Kalisto had a match. In the quarterfinal match, Del Rio wins. He almost killed Kalisto with a double stomp.
Somebody needs to teach him how to do that. Either Sasha or Finn, somebody. Because, yeah, whenever he does that, that is so scary.
Which then led to our main event, the contract signing between Paige and Charlotte. Paige signed the contract right away, and Cole was bringing up the friendship and how they formed it, and NXT when they started trying out together. Charlotte said she didn't get into this business to make friends. She said she and Paige had both had parents they grew up watching on television. She got choked up as she was talking about her brother. Charlotte, stop crying. Don't always cry on the television. Toughen up. Don't cry. Paige said she used Charlotte from day one. Charlotte said Paige must suck at using her, but she's champion. Paige is not. She said it's not about title. It's about who has your back at the end of the day. Paige said, did you learn that from 17 Magazine or Dr. Phil? And then Charlotte mentioned the Four Horsemen and DX that, you know, she was trying to make Team PCB just like that. And mentioned Team Extreme. By the way, that's a little bit of a stretch. Little bit. But I got where she was. I got the point. But Four Horsemen DX. I bought Team Extreme.
Yeah, I bought Team Extreme.
Horsemen I got for the pop. DX, I didn't see the connection. But okay.
Hunter,
sure. She said PCB was going to change the Divas division until Paige let her selfish ways get away. Paige said she deserves that title more than anyone. Charlotte was questioning, you know, Paige was never champion because champion's a role model who little girls at home want to be like. Charlotte said she won't be champion forever, but when she loses the title, it won't be on Sunday and damn sure won't be to someone like Paige. Paige then mocked her. She said that was quite a speech. She said Charlotte makes her embarrassed. Paige said no one will have Charlotte back on Sunday, including her father. She then mocked Flair by saying, come on out, do one of those elbow drops on your jacket. And Charlotte told her to shut her mouth, or she won't make it to the building on Sunday. Cole said Paige to sign a contract. Charlotte interrupted him and said she will continue to fight every day, just like everyone in her family. Paige said Charlotte's baby brother didn't have much of a fight in him, and well, that was the moment Charlotte went crazy after Paige, because you don't talk about another one's family member, especially someone who died. And well, they brawled, she threw over an announce table. Referees tried to pull them apart a bunch of times. Paige eventually got in the ring. She tried pushing the table into Charlotte. She just no-sold it. She got stuck in a corner and then got pulled away. Came off alright.
It came off alright. Whoever decided to put that in the script, you're a brave, brave soul. Because there's going to be some backlash on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a great moment overall. I love the pull-apart brawl between the girls. It was absolutely fantastic. It added just that little bit extra to this match that it kind of needed.
I would agree.
But yeah, I love that the girls closed the show.
It was a risky move.
It was a risky move, but I think it may have paid off.
It paid off. It brought some realism to the match on Sunday. It made it feel a little bit more important than it has in the last few weeks, even though they've done a solid job building it. This pushed it over the top a little bit. It got it to the next level, which it needed to. And I hope on Sunday they give them some time to deliver the story. Hopefully they will.
Hopefully they will.
But that will do it for the Raw Post Show here on the Mile Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, it's The Rack.
Oh, we have a huge show. We have news. We have notes. We have NXT, and we will be talking all about Survivor Series. We'll be filling you in a little bit on Undertaker Week, and so much more. So you don't want to miss it. It's The Rack, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
At Rack Radio Show on Twitter and Facebook. Go to the YouTube channel right now as well. I ran a simulation today of the championship tournament, and, well, go find out who won the tournament only at YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Saturday Night Midnight Dish is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, Subway and Rob's expert NFL picks, and more. Hashtag Bling Rob. Midnight Dish, Saturday Night, CB Radio, CB Radio Live on Twitter and the Facebook and .com. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega, 11 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything that goes down on Survivor Series. And we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWARD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Get us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. Subscribe, Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rock, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves. Woo, all the Wild Talk Radio Network.